loads. I've got loads of childhood memories, but none of them are really good. I don't think you remember the good stuff. Being in the house, mum out in the pub, mum calling me toast in bed and setting fire to the bedroom to keep my brother and sister warm because it was cold.
I can remember Lorraine setting the bedroom on fire, and I were only young then, I was probably only about five. But still to this day, if you talk about it to me, aunties and stuff, and they all say, we don't know which one of yous it was. And I'm like, it won't be, because I can actually remember it to this day. She was messing with matches and the mattress caught fire.
You know, back then you didn't have the double glazing and stuff that you get now. You know, the house was horrible. No carpets, no central heating. Locked in a room with no door handle. Standing at the window shouting for help, because you know, the fire had got out of control.
But I think it were actually me. When we shut the bedroom door, the handle fell off the door on the inside, so we couldn't get back out. So there were only handle on outside. But I think it was me that actually brought that, because I think I started unscrewing it with a knife or something. Just being mad kids.
My mum used to take the door handles off and she used to come in the bedroom and check there was no knife or forks, because if you got a knife or fork, you could put the handle in to get out of the door. And we never used to get out of the room until mum was up and she was ready to sort of release us from a prison, if you like.
I can actually remember my mum when we lived at Edging Gardens. I can always remember her staying up late writing. Well, now I know what it was, do you know what I mean? But when we were kids, we never knew what she was doing. But she used to stay up late and just write and write and write and write. She'd have like A4 sheets of paper, just loads of them on bed, and then, because I can remember Andrew once pulled them off at bed and she had to re-sort them out and put them back in order.
I can just remember banging and banging and banging on the window, trying to get out.
And there were a woman that lived about two doors down, and she were a bus driver. Well, it were her husband who got a ladder up to the back window and got us out the window. And I can remember my mum, she were going stir crazy. It were mad. That was mad, that was.
Can I forgive her? If she was alive today, I'd have a lot to say to her. One of the reasons I hated her was because I couldn't tell her exactly how I felt as a child and the way she brought me up. So no, I can't forgive her.